Yo. This is something to do with Liv and Ben. I'm Ben. Liv is on her way. She's coming from the gym. I'm sorry. I'm going a little crazy. This is the obligatory Beyonce didn't win a Grammy. The Grammys are dumb anyway. They're irrelevant. And perpetuate racism. Oh, here's Liv. I hear her coming. Is that Liv? Oh, I think she's trying to get in. I'm just going to put on the Beyonce song and let Liv in because it's not letting her in. This is an all night.
We found the truth beneath your lies. True love never has to hide.
True love never has to hide.
I trade your broken wings for mine.
Trade your broken wings for mine.
I've seen your scars and kissed your crimes.
Seen your scars and kissed your crimes.
So many people that I know, they just trying to touch you. Kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you. Give you some time to prove that I can trust you. Again, I'm gonna kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you all night.
Get up and rub up and fill up on you. Give you some time to prove that I can trust you. Again, I'm going.
Sorry I'm late, as per usual. I'm always going to be late. I have a lot of things to do this semester, so.
New RA.
RA.
People having sex in the kitchen.
Oh my gosh, they were having sex. Like, that's,
in a kitchen.
It's crazy.
Of a dorm.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what you guys were thinking, but be more proactive about where you choose to have intercourse. Be smarter, you guys. Like, just don't do dumb stuff. It'll make my life easier and every other RA's life easier and your life easier if you just were smarter. Thank you. Public service announcements from all the RAs of the world. Like, just...
Please. And all the people that use the kitchen.
Exactly. Like, ew. Like, I don't even know. Naked ass. I don't know what the repercussions are from that. But enough.
And everyone's getting sick. Like, people are getting neurovirus again. You're having sex in the kitchen. Like, you're about to get sick too.
They don't care. That's an excuse not to go to class.
Yeah, that's true.
But
it's also an excuse for poop to be flying out of your butt.
That's ew. Okay, then done. We're done with this conversation.
No, okay, move on.
Move on. Yes, we're gonna talk about the Grammys.
I did not watch.
I didn't either. I saw clips though.
And all I know is that Beyonce lost.
She didn't get album of the year or whatever.
Or song of the year.
Or song of the year.
Or record of the year, which is also song of the year, basically.
Yeah. But so. I commend Adele for what she did, though, because I watched the video where she was like, I can't accept this. Like, she deserves it. I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Because, as you know, most people don't do that. And then she broke the Grammy in half. I'm sitting here like, I thought the Grammy award was made of gold. How you break the whole thing? Okay. But her performance, I saw Beyonce's performance. It was nice.
Yeah, it was.
She all leaned back in the chair and stuff, pregnant with twins. Like, everybody's saying, they're like, my heart. I'm like, you can clearly see that it's a machine. Like, she's not going to put herself in danger when she's pregnant. If she did, she's dumb.
Like, yeah, I think she
wasn't going to do that to herself. Plus, she had like 20 ladies there.
What? Who just walked inside here?
What's up?
Hi.
What?
Nana Keir. I'm going to shamelessly promote my show.
Yeah, go ahead. We do all the time.
Every Thursday. I think it's 7 to 8. I don't know. I changed the time. I don't remember. When's our meeting on Thursday?
8 to 9.
Yeah, so my show is 7 to 8, y'all. Check it out. Bye.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, dude.
Her birthday was yesterday.
I was about to say, I thought it was yesterday. Happy belated. Thank you. No problem.
Anyway.
But no, yeah.
Racist Grammys.
Yeah. I mean, everything.
Let me get the list.
Everything's politically incorrect and correct and racist and blah.
Let me get the list. I think 2012, Mumford and Sons over Frank Ocean.
What?
That's when it started. Well, no, obviously that's not when.
No, I'm
not. That's definitely not. I'm sorry.
Long time ago.
But let me get this. The last 5 years, then 2013, I think.
Can we actually play a Mumford and song?
You actually want to play them?
I like two of their songs that are really good.
Okay, you can play.
I mean, I'm not going to play that next, but I will play that one. One of their songs eventually this show.
Okay, 2013, Mumford over Frank. Mm. 2014, Daft Punk over Kendrick.
Why?
That was a good Daft Punk album, though.
It's Kendrick Lamar.
That's true, though. That is true. Of all the albums that beat these black artists, the Daft Punk is the best. Then Beck over Beyonce in 2015, when Kanye almost got up and then walked back.
I don't even know who Beck is.
I like Beck, but
I don't even know who they are.
It was not better than Beyonce. Then Taylor Swift over Kendrick was probably the most egregious. I feel like that is just ridiculous. Over to Pippa? Okay, and then this year
Taylor Swift over anybody is a lie.
Yeah, exactly. And then my friend just texted me, said, Ben, you weren't upset about Daft Punk. I feel like I made that clear that I like the Daft Punk album. I feel like I'm okay with that because I feel like that's a better argument than any of these else. Adele over Beyonce, the Adele album wasn't interesting.
It wasn't. It was a lot of emotional standpoints, but again, this is to be expected.
Yeah, and you know what? The Grammys are irrelevant anyway.
I'm going to say music is music. Whatever you like, you like.
People don't go like, oh, 2003. The 2003 Song of the Year on the Grammys was definitely Clocks. Definitely.
instead of Crazy in Love.
Even though I did love that song.
I did love that song too. Crazy in Love is better, but I love Coldplay. This is not a question.
Exactly. Let's play one of their songs too.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we're going to stop talking about the Grammys before we talk about it all night. Oh, wait, one more thing. Bruno Mars' performance and
amazing.
Dedication.
Oh my God. Both of the songs.
It was great. Like, it was just a great Grammy day, because Chance brought the Lord.
Yeah, he really
brought
did.
The Lord to the Grammys. Amen. How really great did. Is our God? Amen. I'm sitting there like, yes, how great. Praise Chance. Amen. Mm-hmm. Had to get your little shout on and everything. Okay, well, we're going to stop.
That made the Tribe Called Quest. A Tribe Called Quest. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, I did. About the Muslim ban.
Yeah.
They called Trump President.
Agent Orange.
I mean, he does look like a Cheeto.
He really does. And then what was the other one? The other performance I'm thinking of. Didn't Metallica play with Lady Gaga?
I don't know. Nobody has ever mentioned it. Like I said, I didn't see the Grammys. I only saw like the important parts based from Twitter and Facebook.
Basically, which was the Beyonce performance, the Bruno Mars performances.
Yeah. Adele's
speech. Mm-hmm. And Beyonce.
Oh, yeah. And Adele's dedication.
On. Yeah.
But yeah. Adele did a lot this past Grammy.
Yeah, she did.
Get it,
Adele. Yeah, she didn't do anything wrong, I guess. I mean, no.
I commend her. Yeah. I think she did a grave thing.
Yeah.
And something that needed to be said.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the show. We're going to stop talking because we've been talking for way too long. Next song coming up is Save by Khalid. Enjoy.
The hard part always seems to last forever. Sometimes I forget that we are together. Deep down in my heart, I hope you're doing alright. But from time to time, I often think of why you aren't mine. But I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day you'll get the sense to call me. I'm hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, to tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do. I can't say I'll be alright without you, and I can't say that I haven't tried to, but all your stuff is gonna erase all the pictures from my phone of me and you. Here's what I'll do. I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day you'll get the sense to call me. I'm hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, to tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do. I hope you think of all the times we shared. I hope you finally realize I was the only one who cared. It's crazy how this love thing seems unfair. You won't find a love like mine anywhere. But I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day you'll get the sense to call me. I'm hoping that you'll say you're missing me the way I'm missing you. So I'll keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, to tell you that no one else is gonna hold you down the way that I do. So I'll keep your number, cause I hope one day I'll get the sense to, hoping you're missing me the way I'm missing you. Keep your number safe, cause I hope one day I'll get the pride to call you, tell you that I'm finally over you. Finally.
give her your heart, your heart, as well as your body. And can you lie next to her and confess your love, your love, as well as your folly? And can you kneel before the king and say, I'm clean, I'm clean, but tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? Oh, tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart?
White blank page and a swelling range, range. You did not think when you sent me to the brink, to the brink. You desired my attention but denied my affection. So tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? Oh, tell me now, where was my fault in loving you with my whole heart? Thank you.
put one in the air. I tried to dance it away. I tried to change it with my hair. I wear my credit card below. Thought a new dress would make it better. I tried to work it away, but that just made me even sadder. I tried to keep myself busy. I ran around in circles, think I made myself dizzy. I slept it away, I sexed it away, I read it away, away. Those metal lines. Yeah, it's like cranes in the sky. Sometimes I don't wanna feel those metal lines. I tried to run it away. Thought in my head be feeling clearer. I traveled 70 states. Thought moving around make me feel better. I tried to let go my lover. Thought if I was alone then maybe I could recover. To write it away or cry it away.
Don't you cry, babe.
Listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Something to Do with Liv and Ben. I'm Liv.
I'm Ben.
He's Ben. And what you just listened to was Saved by Khalid, White Blank Page by Mumford & Sons, Lost by Coldplay featuring Jay-Z, and Cranes in the Sky by Solange.
Yeah, Jay-Z, then Solange.
Mm-hmm. We had Beyonce earlier in the show.
Yeah, I felt a little weird at the Grammys watching Jay-Z and Beyonce stand next to each other talking about Lemonade while Jay-Z's standing there.
I mean, it was a publicity stunt for real, for real.
You think so?
I do, because let's be for real. Some of the songs that she had on her old albums that were talking about relationship problems, and nobody peeped it until she had a whole album of relationship problems.
And like, video.
And videos. Yeah. It's a video. Like, that was art, low-key. Like, yeah, I loved that. But I mean,
the hold up video with the baseball bat.
They don't love you like I love
you.
Yeah,
yeah, like that.
Yeah. That, I mean, I think it was publicity because, like, by then, they were good. Like, this is past experience. Like, she didn't even have to come out with it. It's just, like, not to say she didn't have anything else to sing about, but once you talked about Black Girl Power, your sexuality,
coming out for the first time ever as your own artist, like, and then being, you were in a group, like, you don't have much to talk about anymore unless you just want to keep being a virgin, like, girl power, all the time. So, yeah, why not talk about troubles in your relationship and just be blatant with it, especially when you keep it so private for so long?
My question is, are you making this argument against Beyonce because you're Team Solange?
No.
Yes.
I like both. I mean, I like Solange more because I feel like she's more wholesome, I guess. I don't know if that's the appropriate way of saying that. I just like Solange's art more than I do Beyonce's. And I feel like Beyonce has been put on this high pedestal just a little too much for some of the songs that aren't even that great to me.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think Beyonce is a good artist. She's a great artist. I just like Solange a little bit more. But now I'm not doing it because I don't like Beyonce. I love Beyonce. I think she's a great artist. I just like Solange a little bit more. It's not about going against. I don't pit them against each other. Their art is their own, but I just prefer Solange's more.
Now, I really feel like Beyonce did this for something maybe a while ago. Might not have been that recent, and was like, Hove, I'm going to put you through the, like, we're going to have to appear in public together, and you're going to have to look like an idiot.
Mm.
Like, you're going to have to look dumb.
If that was, but my thing is, if that was the case, like, why not do it when it was going on?
True. I don't know. Maybe
look at Fantasia. Like, soon as she had a relationship problem, or Taylor Swift, soon as they had a relationship problem, it's out on the table immediately.
Yeah, Beyonce's smarter than all of them.
That's what I'm saying.
She knows what she. I mean, she.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's also publicity. Like, you can, that's but true. Like, wait that long and then, pow, pregnant with twins. Like, like, congratulations. Don't get me wrong. That's so cool, but. Come on now, like, let's be for real. She had been forgiven him, especially now if she's pregnant. Like, it's publicity. Like, everything for artists, for music artists, is publicity. No matter what you put out, like, you're always going to have some politicalness to yourself just because you are an artist.
Yeah, I still think it was real. I feel like that's.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know how you can make up. Like, hold up. Like,
no, I'm not saying. I'm saying.
Hold up through Sorry on those three songs.
I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying, like, oh, I think it was real. Definitely, like, she had hurt. She was hurt. But I'm saying the time that she put it out was definitely a publicity stunt. Like, the whole album definitely was, this is what happened. This is how it is. This is what you do to get through it. This is what I did to get through it. And it's very sympathetic and empathetic. I can definitely sympathize with that. But when she put the way she put it out, and then now you're pregnant, like, you could have been did it. That's what I'm saying. Like, it could have happened a long time ago instead of just now. And then now you're pregnant and everybody's saying, like, oh my gosh, like, the whole time she was making lemonade, she was having sex with her husband. Okay. Yeah. She cheated on him. He cheated on her like a long time ago. And just, she's just now putting it out. Like, if you were that resentful, you would not be having sex with him. You would not be having twins right now. Like,
yeah. Look, I do. I definitely do think that people put her on a pedestal.
Yeah,
and it's like, it's too much. But that being said, she deserved. Yeah, but she definitely deserved the album of the year, though.
Yeah, she did.
That's the annoying part.
I think
part.
It was a great album.
People are putting her on the pedestal, but then she's at the same time not getting the accolades. So people are going to continue putting her on a pedestal until she gets.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree. I think it was a great album. She definitely deserved the award, and the fact that she didn't get it sucks. I mean, we can't do much about it now.
Really. Yeah.
I mean, Adele pretty much did it for her. She done broke her dang Grammy in half. Yeah. So. I mean,
and Adele's speech was good because it wasn't just like, I loved your album. It was like, your album meant so much to me, and to see my black friends and the way they react. Like, Adele wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like a dumb speech. Like, Adele, you know, like, she really was. Yeah. Shouts out to good. Adele.
Yeah. No.
Even though your newest album was sort of boring. Shouts out.
Hello. It's me.
That's a good impression, I'm not gonna lie. And that's the thing, it's like, wow, Adele's voice is so great.
Her voice is actually beautiful. It got messed up a little bit, but I mean, it did. She messed up her throat. Like,
that's true.
She had to go through all that surgery and stuff like that, but she has a beautiful voice. I loved her voice. When she came out for the first time, I was like, who is this woman and what is she doing? Like, why is she not doing more? But no, I love Adele. And I think I appreciate her more because, I don't know, I think I have a thing for, like, British artists. Like, I love Adele. I love Leanne LaHava's. Like, oh my gosh, I love Leon LaHavas. We had to play a song before.
We will.
But yeah, I love them and I just think they're great. And okay, I'm gonna stop rambling. Like, let's play some music.
We got like 13 minutes left somehow.
Let's play some music.
They cut us off early. Let's put on Janelle Monáe.
Thanks a lot, guys, for cutting us off early. But yeah, we're gonna play Yoga by Janelle Monáe. Enjoy.
Let your booty do that yoga.
Party at the beach down in Copacabana. Sipping killer fish. Got my black yoga pants on. Me and Brittany, we've been down in Atlanta. Sweating in the club. Call me Dirty Diana. Flexing like a yogi. Drop it down with your hands up. Do a headstand. Bend it back. Put your legs up. I ain't got no worries. I'm my own private dancer.
Truly blown in his mind, I'm proud to roam. elusive and I'm awake. Defiantly real, there's nothing fake. A mystery now to me and you. Open my eyes and I'm next to you. He said my destiny lies in the hands that set me free. Night, he hears me breathe, cursing the skies of this company. You've lost the wisdom deep inside. His bitterness shows its side. If it's true, I am doomed. What more is there to hold on to? A strand of hair is all I own. If to me this sorry soul, he's elusive. And I'm awake, defiantly real. There's nothing fake, a mystery now to me and you. Open my eyes and I'm next to you. He says my destiny lies in the hands that set me free. And I'm awake, defiantly real. There's nothing fake, a mystery now to me and you. Open my eyes and I'm next to you. He says my destiny lies in the hands that set me,
everybody getting we know. Love life, living like gold. And then my gloves dirty, but my hands clean. Gotta keep the business in the family. Red when I'm filling up the pantry. Now my slang cane like a dandy. I tell you how I go. You pull out rubber bands, I pull out an envelope. The ladies on my elbow, aim for the show. Every madam on my team is a top general.
All right, guys, we are coming down to the wire. You to the heard wire. You heard Yoga by Janelle Monae, Elusive by Leon LaHavas, Classic Man by Dudena, and coming in next is a song by Miguel, which I love because I love Miguel, and my stomach is growling right now. Oh my gosh, I'm hungry. I did not really eat today, guys. Don't be like me. Eat some food, even though it's nasty. But yeah,
I need food after this. I hope so.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna attempt.
Try. You live right next to
the I'm going to attempt. I mean, I can always get the food. That's not the problem. It's eating it that is the problem. And because like earlier, I got like a spinach wrap, which was actually pretty good because I made it myself, got how I wanted it. And then I had like a salad and my stomach was just hurting every time I bit into the spinach wrap. And I was just like, you know what? I can't even eat this. Like, no, I don't want to eat anything. I took like 3 bites and I was like, yep, that's lunch. Haven't eaten since, and that was like at 12. It's about to be 11.
Jesus.
Yeah. But yeah, let's close out with Girl with the Tattoo interlude. Interlude, L-E-W-D, because he's funny. Miguel's hilarious. But enjoy, guys. Have a nice night. We will see y'all next Monday, same time, same place. And I will be late again, probably. My bad, in advance. Enjoy.
Those innocent eyes, that smile on your face makes it easy to trust you. If they only knew, the girl with the tattoo, like I do, doing what you're doing just to get your way going. Yeah, I see, baby, just don't lose yourself along the way. No, 'cause you're doing what you're doing just to get your way you're going. Too many of us gon' have to say I do, but I knew the girl with the tattoo, yeah. Oh, I used to know.